for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. As legal challenges mount, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says his election fraud probe is on hold. This comes as California's Attorney General asked multiple courts to stop the investigation. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Bianco, who's running for governor as a Republican, said in a statement that the investigation is, quote, on hold because of the politically motivated lawsuits and court filings. Last month, Bianco seized 650,000 ballots based on a tip from a local watchdog. The group says more votes were counted than were cast for last year's election to redraw California's congressional map to favor Democrats. California Attorney General Rob Bonta on Friday asked the state Supreme Court to pause the investigation. Bonta's office said their, quote, focus is on what the sheriff does, not what he says. They said they'll continue to proceed in the courts until the ballots are returned to the Riverside Registrar of Voters. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
Another man who was detained at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center died last week. Federal officials say they tried to save the man and later transported him to a hospital. But as KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, detainees say the man was denied medical treatment and died on site.
DHS said in a statement that guards found Jose Guadalupe Ramos Solano unconscious in his bunk bed on March 25th. DHS says on-site medical staff performed CPR and life-saving measures to Ramos. He was later taken to a nearby hospital where he died. But the Immigrant Defenders Law Center says detainees called their hotline the next morning to say they witnessed Ramos having trouble breathing and saw him removing his shirt. IMDEF also says that detainees allege that guards didn't respond until Ramos was unconscious. Ramos is the fifth person whose death has been connected to Adelanto since last September. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on an issue most thought was long settled, birthright citizenship. KQED's Taiki Hendricks reports.
On his first day in office last year, President Donald Trump issued an order to deny citizenship to babies whose parents are undocumented or on temporary legal visas. Several courts quickly blocked that, saying it violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. But Trump appealed to the High Court. Winnie Cao is with the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco. She says the issue was settled in the 1898 case of Wong Kim Ark, a San Francisco-born son of Chinese immigrants.
And in the 120-plus years since, the decision has been understood to affirm that U.S.-born children are citizens, regardless of the parents' immigration status.
Cao is part of the legal team standing up for that principle at the Supreme Court Wednesday. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks.
California could see big changes following a decision by the Small Business Administration that green card holders no longer qualify for loans. The move eliminates a longtime source of financing for immigrants that advocates say will discourage job creation and harm the economy. California has the most small businesses and the largest immigrant population in the nation, so it could be most affected by the change. SBA loans have been important to immigrant entrepreneurs because they typically are low interest and available to those without an established credit history. The agency said it has limited lending capacity and the rule change will help ensure more American citizens have access to loans. The price at the pump continues to skyrocket as the war in Iran escalates. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in the region rose to its highest amount since October 2023. It has hit $5.84 a gallon. This has been your Midday News Update. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.